Losses to the pork industry are imminent. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America. Extremely high feed prices have put added pressure on the livestock industry this year. Purdue Ag economist Chris Hertz says while some liquidation in the pork industry is inevitable, there are some management strategies producers can implement to their operations to help reduce the red ink they could see in the next 6 months.
Obviously, some lighter weights will really help out in terms of the tonnage of pork that's in the marketplace. We have seen those weights come down over the last about a month, and I think we need to continue to emphasize to producers this tends to be one way they can reduce the amount of pork in the marketplace. You reduce the supply, you're going to enhance the price somewhat. So I think that makes a lot of sense. Continuation on some liquidation. Now, again, that's up to individual operations, but really trimming the herds, looking for any low productivity animal and getting that animal to market as quickly as possible. This is especially true of the breeding herd. Feed is golden at this point, so any animal that's eating feed, we want them to be making progress towards our bottom line. We really have seen the animal industry scour the world for any kind of feed ingredients. So I think that is going to continue to be the case, looking for any kind of substitutes. We have seen pork producers intending to plant some barley in the Midwest this fall for a spring crop that can bring some feed to them perhaps in into early June and still get that land planted back to soybeans. Some of the large operations, of course, have been importing corn from South America. Certainly that is going to continue. All these management practices to increase efficiency, reduce the amount of feed. We have seen an opportunity for some with aflatoxin corn. Finishing hogs can take up to about 200 parts per billion. That is by FDA standards. And so buying corn that's above 20 parts per billion, and some discounts have been in the 70 to 80 cent a bushel range for corn that's between 20, above 20, and under 100. So we've seen some pork producers aggressively trying to pursue that discounted price on corn. And again, for finishing hogs, that is perfectly okay. But they do need to obviously monitor those levels and make sure they're not getting above 200 parts per billion.
I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News for America.